Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Hello, Jeff Quattromani. How are you?
I'm really well. Good to speak to you again.
Likewise. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been too long. A lot's changed.
Yeah. In my case, not for the good, unfortunately. Let's talk about some of the things that that you have sent me your regular weekly email. I kept getting your email thinking, oh gosh, when can I talk to Jeff? So, mate, let's shoot from the top. What are some of the things you've got to tell me about today?
Look, I mean, I've been testing a different kind of robot. We've spoken about robot vacuums before, mowers, but now I've got one that is cleaning my windows. It's driving up and down the window, spraying, wiping and drying. And honestly, my windows have never looked so good.
How does it work?
It basically uses suction to hold itself onto your window, and then it's got tracks, almost like an excavator would, and it drives up and pivots around and turns around, but it uses bump sensors to know where the edge of your windows are or your doors or whatever it is that it's cleaning. And basically, it navigates the entire door or window, and then it gets back into the middle and says, I'm finished, at which point you give it a gentle tug on the handle, and you can move it to the next window.
Deary me.
Couldn't be simpler.
Oh, gosh. What's next? Unbelievable. Mate, I have got your email, but it's gone from my email thing, so I'm lost for notes here on what you're talking about today, apart from, I remember reading that, and also this microwave oven for tradies.
Oh, I mean, isn't this a great idea? This is literally a Makita microwave, which, you know, as all tradie tools, it's got the big battery that you plug into it like you would your normal drill and things like that, but you can carry it over your shoulder. It's a microwave, and you can do, 20 or so sessions of the microwave before the battery just needs to be recharged. But if you're heading to a job site and you want to warm up that pie or whatever's left over from dinner the night before, you can just stick it in a Makita microwave. This isn't coming to Australia yet, but it looks like it will later this year. So
it's just around the corner for Aussie tradies.
Absolutely is. So, yeah, if you're a tradie looking for a microwave, Makita's got one coming. I can't wait to see it.
Years ago, I was building a property, and we had tradies working. It was winter, and we had tiled the entire bottom floor of the property in, and it was a long time ago, and it was all the trend then, in terracotta tiles, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember walking up at lunchtime, and here the tradies were thinking, it's a great idea, it's a cold day, we'll take the barbecue inside, and there they were with a little barbecue, a portable barbecue, on my newly laid terracotta tiles, having a bloody barbecue.
That's also really dangerous to have those gas-powered barbecues indoors. Really dangerous.
So the microwave oven is a good invention. Tradies will be celebrating everywhere. I've got my notes back. Strong rumours suggest Apple's going to release a smart display which would not only enable conversations with Siri but also FaceTime. Now, look, I don't know about you, but if you compare the two, Alexa and Siri, my goodness me, Siri is so far behind, it's not funny.
They are chalk and cheese. I mean, you do have a very capable voice assistant, and then there is Siri alongside it. But if Apple were to bring a smart display to market, this is to compete with the Google and Amazon smart displays, it actually would make more sense than for them bringing a smart speaker, because it does think about things like FaceTiming from the kitchen. You know, want to just FaceTime your husband or wife on their way home, you can simply do that from a kitchen display that Apple may actually bring to market. So I hope they do this, because I think it's much more than just an iPad on a stand. It would actually open some different innovations for them.
But isn't that Apple following in the footsteps of other people, whereas Apple try to be, or think they are, the leaders of technology?
Well, I think it's been a while since we've seen them do much leading. Last week, they announced a brand new iPhone, and the only difference was that it was yellow.
I know. I know. I saw that.
So I think there is some running out of ideas going on, but if I have to follow someone for ideas, that's fine at this point.
And I thought to myself when I read that, Jeff, what do most people do these days? They buy the iPhone or the phone and they stick it in a cover. So you don't necessarily see the colour of the phone, do you?
Yes. And fortunately, they actually announced a yellow case on the same day.
Oh,
so if you do have a different colour and you've got a bit of FOMO, you can go and buy the yellow iPhone case now. It's official.
Speaking of phones, Samsung have, what have they got, cheaper phones now. You can pick up a phone from, what, $350?
Yeah, even less than that. The A14 is a 6.5-inch screen. It's got three cameras on the back. It's still got the same software and operating system that normal Android phones do have, but it's $330. you can have this as a brand new device, which will at least last 3 to 4 years. You don't need to spend over $1,000 for a decent smartphone these days.
I mean, you go and buy a new Apple phone these days, and you can pay over $2,000 for it fully specced up, can't you?
Very easily. And look, even in the other camp, even from Samsung, you can get the S23 Ultra. That can cost you over $2,000 as well. So people, I think, are starting to assume they need to spend over $1,000 for a smartphone. You definitely don't. And Samsung's kind of nailing that middle of the market price point now.
Hey, next week when we talk, I've got to tell you about my experience with buying something from the Samsung shop online.
I'll note that one down.
Oh, my goodness me. Honestly, if you are considering buying anything from the Samsung shop online, don't. Don't go anywhere near it. Honest to God. It's still not sorted, and we're talking 5-6 months down the track. They are useless. Anyway, we'll save that for another day. Just quickly, something you must test is a gadget you wear around your neck that promises to reduce stress and improve sleep.
Yeah, I mean, if this is a miracle product, I want to see it. It's called the Pulsetto. Apparently, you can wear it around your neck like a collar. It taps into what they call the vagus nerve. I thought that was a place that I went to last year. but apparently, it will ease stress and help you sleep better. So if a trip to Vegas won't do it, then maybe this product will.
My goodness me. These days, we'll pay big bucks to find things that will ease our stress and make us sleep better.
Yes, we'll see what happens.
All right, mate. Thank you for your time today. Look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks, Jeff. See you, mate. Bye-bye.